Hi, everyone. This is Coach Fab for Casinos USA Podcast, and welcome to our early January 2022 podcast, episode 125, The Danger of Deep Play. Yes, we will define that anthropological term and apply it to gambling and tell you how dangerous it is. And anyone who goes into a casino needs to hear this. Start this explanation out by telling you what deep play isn't. And it's simply about having fun in a casino. Here's a phone call from one of the listeners of our last podcast where we interviewed Charlie Frere, author of Casino Fun 101.
Hi, my name is Selena, and I just listened to your podcast number 124 with author Charlie Frere. I'm an engineer, and I love playing all kinds of games, but I've never gambled in a casino before. In fact, I've never really had any interest in doing that, but then I read Casino Fun 101 recently, and even for me, it's a fun book to read, and I actually came away pretty excited about the possibility of going to a casino and seeing how much fun I could have. Doing it the way that Charlie coaches, I think it might be a great recreational activity for me. Before I read his book, I wouldn't have known where to start, but now I'm just going to follow his instructions, including learning some games before I go, and I have a whole playbook of how to have a great time. So thank you. Thanks for having Charlie on, and thanks for a really interesting podcast.
And this second phone call is not about deep play at all. At least I don't see any deep play symptoms in it, but someone who's thinking about how much fun they can have in a casino, win or lose.
Hi, my name is Nick, and I live in Livermore Falls, Maine, and I have read Casino Fun 101, and I listened to the podcast, and it was really great to hear Mr. Frere talk about his book and his perspective. It's a great perspective. I've learned a lot from the book. I learned even more from the podcast, and it occurred to me, nobody plans to fail. We fail to plan. And anytime I had less than fun at a casino because I didn't plan like he's suggesting, I do it now. It's great, and I just highly recommend this book. Okay, thanks.
Well, thank both callers for those kind comments about Casinos USA podcast, and I'm sure Charlie will be happy to hear those two phone calls about his book, Casinos Fun 101. So what is this deep play thing we're talking about? Deep play. Where'd that term come from? I'm a gambler, haven't heard about it before? Well, here's the skinny. The term is from the world of anthropology and also sociology. And really, it comes up in discussing cultures. You know, in some cultures, gambling is not just about winning money, and it's not about having fun. It's about making yourself important. You know, and people bet crazy. So crazy that if they lose, they would lose almost all of their fortune. But they don't stop it. It's like a way of life. You are what you gamble, you know, in some cultures. And that was from work done in 1958 talking about this, the culture of cockfighting, you know, how crazy and how irrational the betting is. So anytime you're talking about deep play and gambling, it's about times when the money you're using, the stakes, are so high that it's irrational to engage in it at all. Like, don't engage in deep play. It's irrational. So why do you do it? Yeah, it is a little bit about financial reward, but it's more about other things that high-stake gamblers get. And let me just put it this way. They believe they're getting respect. But their motivation might be a subconscious one. It's not always a conscious one. And that's why there's a warning attached to this. You know, become aware what your motivation is when you gamble and when you gamble big. That people look at them as people who are very special and they should get gifts and acknowledge that they're so wise because their bets are so big. You know, I'm a low roller, and I'm proud to say that because I play craps so often, and I know I know a lot about craps. And I see people who bet much larger amounts than I do, And I think it's fully sometimes their bets. And they win sometimes, and they feel great. But they also lose. And the people I'm talking about clearly are not people who can afford to lose, you know, because they pound the table, swear, MF this, MF that. You know, it's not like a nonchalant thing. It's something that's deeper. I would guess that many who involve themselves in deep play gambling have no reason consciously why they do it. They're driven by some limitation in their subconscious. They need this to make themselves feel better. You know, others, I think, in deep play know exactly what happens when you put thousands of dollars at risk in any game. And people look at you and say, wow, you know, look at that lady. Look at that guy. Man, oh, man, there's something else. They're just like professionals, you know. So I'll put it this way. There's no such thing as a professional craps player, you know, because that's the wrong game to play. The house edge is against you. And I'm not suggesting that people don't make a lot of money playing high-stakes craps. But I'm saying this, if you want to make a living from it, you're in the wrong game. It's a negative expectation game, which simply means the longer you play, the more likely it is you'll lose. The way to beat craps is not by a system. You know, have fun, use systems. But it's knowing when to quit. Quitting when you're ahead is the only way to make money in craps and so many other casino games. Quit when you're ahead, because if you keep making high stakes, ridiculous, risky bets, you will lose. Don't go deep play. You know, if you're a low roller, it doesn't mean you know less than the people who are betting more than you. I'm saying, you know what? You probably know a lot more than they do. And when we get to craps talk today, I'm going to talk to you about a dealer who's promoting a system that's completely irrational. I'll tell you, it's a great example of deep play. But I'll save that for craps talk later on in the podcast. One more thing about Charlie's book where we disagree. You know, I asked Charlie, like, why do you find casinos so appealing? And he started talking about his competitive nature. And hey, I have one too. I was one of the captains of my high school football team. I got involved in the stock market. And I want to tell you, in gambling and in the stock market and investing, competitive natures can beat you up, man. Because you know why you say, oh, hey, I'm down now in this blackjack game, but I'm not going to quit. I'm going to get more money and keep going because I'm not a quitter. I'm a competitor, you know? We lost the first quarter. We lost the second quarter. And we're down at halftime big, but we're going to come back. I'm not walking away from the table. And that's where the competitive nature that so many of us bring to gambling can really hurt you, because there are times to walk away. There's a loss limit. Don't violate it. So that's where Charlie and I may disagree. I think it's so important to say, yeah, I'm a competitive player. I like gambling because I am a competitor, and I like, you know, facing the odds and using money as there's a risk to it. It's not like playing tic-tac-toe with, you know, a grandchild who's 4 years old. There's no risk to either one of you. That can be boring, you know, the game itself, not your time with your grandchild. But if you have to sometimes squash your competitive nature, and like I say in dealing with stocks, it's time to, like, bury this pig. You got to sell it at a loss, man, because it's going to get worse. You know, don't hang on to it and say, oh, I'm a competitor, it will get better. No, the way things are going, it's going to get worse. Sell it now, you know, while you still have a chance for some dignity. But we're going to ask Janie to come into this and talk about, you know, what are the appealing things about casinos? And, you know, some of them may be gender specific, maybe not, but we'll talk about what's appealing. Like, why do we do it? Why do we spend so much time going to casinos? And I think that's going to be applicable to many people, but there might be things you could add that we don't mention. So just give us a call, you know, and let us know. And that's 1-724-519-4556. 1-724-519-4556. Join our Facebook group. I get a lot of information about our next podcast down the road from people asking things on the Facebook group, posting things. But that's something for you to consider, and we're glad you're a listener. But okay, we'll take a break and come back, and we'll have a general discussion about what really does make casinos appealing. And remember, D-Play, the bet is just simply irrational. The bet is just so high, needlessly, that anyone who engages in it is not gambling. They're doing it for some other purpose. Please, don't be a deep play gambler, because you will destroy yourself. You might have some times when, hey, you're the cat's meow, baby, but they won't last. When you go against the math of the game with high stakes, wow. And I'm not talking about people who are multimillionaires who can afford it. I'm talking about people from the middle class who suddenly lose thousands of dollars at a casino because of their betting style. Deep play. Don't do it.
Okay, this is Jane. Just listening to Coach Fav here, and, you know, financial reward is one of the reasons we often go to casinos. Everybody would like to win some money there. But I think what I would say is more important, or what happens to come out on top, is that it's fun to try to win. At least it is with me. The main reason I go is not really just to play to win. I go for other reasons.
Yeah, Charlie Freyer said that same thing. He said he goes because he's the underdog and he likes to compete.
Well, I have said for a long time, my game is to try to win as much as I can for as little as I can. I'm not one of these deep play big bettors, that's for sure. I like to go with low bets, and in fact, I've had people around me say, gee, I've been playing this machine for a couple of hours at the highest bet, and I've won nothing, and look at you, you're playing for 40 cents, and how much you've won already. So I like to hear that. That's what makes me fun, make it seem fun to me. But another reason that I think people go, if you have comps, you want to use them. If you have comps for a hotel room, if you have comps for meals, if you have comps for free play. And both Coach and I have said that we've won at least 500 each at different times on free play.
One of my greatest memories is the day you had $5 free play. You used it, you won $500.
Right, and I wasn't even going to play it. I said to you, oh, let's go. I'd rather go home and see the dog. Because I hadn't really won anything the night before. So I said, let's just go. I don't want to play it. And you insisted it's free play. You have to play it. And, of course, I did. Didn't add 1 cent of my money and won $500. So that will get you going back, too. And also there's the free gifts. I don't know since COVID if it's been as prominent as it was before. But, you know, we've gotten hotel-quality sheet sets. We've gotten pillows, we've gotten luggage, we've gotten plastic dishware.
I still love my Penguins hoodie that we got at the Rivers.
Right, you and my son, they both got Penguins hoodie, really nice ones, Pittsburgh Penguin hoodies. And we got some other free things. We've gotten like an imitation Fabergé Easter egg. There's just too many to even count. But those things will keep us going back. It's a social fun to go, especially if there are restaurants there with some really good restaurants that you like to go to. And gambling with others, with a small group of friends, can be enjoyable. It can be fun. You know, you cheer each other on. You get a block of machines. One does it. You can play longer sometimes because you let each one play individually as you cheer them on.
I think it's important to appreciate your friends winning as much as, you know.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I will cheer anybody on. I love to see them win. Okay, so you want to escape for a short time, life's responsibilities. Well, that's okay. We all need a break. It's kind of like if you're going to a concert, or you want to spend an afternoon shopping by yourself, or going to a movie. Although I think movies are getting the short stick now because we've been locked in our houses for so long over the last 2 years. I don't know that people want to go in and sit in a movie. I don't.
I'm into binge watching, but at home.
Right. I same thing here. I want to pick and choose what I'm watching, and if I want to watch a whole series in one night, I'll do that. And it, just to change up one's routine, you don't go every day to the casino, but you can go for special events. We like to go to one near us that has comedians. But my problem is they only have them on a Thursday night, and that's always not the most convenient night for us to go. But we like to go see comedians at casinos. We've found them to be very funny and very enjoyable.
One thing about casino comedians, they're either on their way up or on their way down.
Well, that's true. That's very true. But we've had fun, and we've met people that we've shared tables with when we've gone to these shows. Another reason that we go to casinos is that sometimes we combine them with our vacations. You know, if you're going to, let's say, Atlantic City, and you're going to go to the casinos, and you're going to stay there, also use the beach, go to the boardwalk. Michigan City's another one, right there on Lake Michigan, and I love Michigan City because not only because of the casino, but or because of Lake Michigan, but because they have the big outlet malls there.
The casino in Michigan City is the Blue Chip Casino, which is a Boyd Casino in the Midwest, and it is gorgeous.
It is. It's one of the nicest casinos, and I love to go there. They have great restaurants. I also like shopping, period, especially outlet malls, but certain casinos have great boutiques in them, and you're going to find items in these boutiques that you don't see anywhere else. Now, Blue Chip is definitely one of them in Michigan City, Indiana. Belterra, which is also a Boyd Casino now, in Florence, Indiana, which is southern Indiana, one of the southernmost tips of Indiana, right beside Kentucky, they have at least one great boutique shop there. And I love to go to these places. It doesn't take much to get me there. Finally, if you're just traveling and you have an overnight stop, a good place to stop and stay is a casino because of safety. You know, what hotel chains offer the kind of security staffs that the casino hotels have? We haven't found any. And so we do enjoy doing that. No matter what direction we're going in, we'll get our AAA books or whatever. And if we haven't visited a casino there already, or we're so into the casinos, we will do a route around where the casino is to the place we're going so we can stay there.
Well, hey, thank you for your contribution. You know, that thing about safety, even if you're not a gambler, I agree with Janie. I recommend casino hotels for their safety. Where else do you find armed guards? Not a Knights Inn, you know? That's just how it works. Thanks again, Jane.
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
Hey, we're back, and welcome to our session of Craps Talk on this early January podcast, episode 125. And you know what we're talking about today? Deep play. And I want to talk about a deep play moment for me. At least, I think I was exposed to some concepts about deep play by listening to a YouTube video from Concedo Quest, right in the heart of Las Vegas. Deep play. Oh, no. Hey, Casino Quest was started with a wonderful idea at a shopping mall right across from the Trump Tower, a shopping mall that I've been to a dozen times at least. They had a great idea, and that is to start a situation, an opportunity, a business that involves bringing people in to play games, casino games, table games, without gambling. They would just pay a certain amount up front. It's kind of like the Pinball Hall of Fame with tutoring. Sit down at a blackjack table, sit down and play a card game you're not too familiar with and you want to practice, get some tips, go to a craps table, learn the protocol, learn the rules, enjoy yourself, try out a strategy. I think it's a wonderful idea. And most of the things that they do, I support 100%. I'll be happy to talk to anybody from Casino Quest. But in their recent video, hasn't been out that long, there's an episode on a strategy they seem to embrace. Somebody sent it to them, and they kind of incorporated their name in the title of the strategy, and they talk about it and say how much they love it. This strategy, I thought about naming it, but, you know, just research a lot of their videos, and you'll see it's, to me and to others, I hope, the strategy makes absolutely no sense, because it's not about gambling. It's not. Well, yeah, it's about winning money, but it's not about being a wise gambler, because it violates every concept you'd want to think about. The math of the game of craps, the social responsibility that you have in teaching craps, and against the math of the game, suggesting that you can lose money and lose money, but the longer you play, you'll win money. You know, he calls it long play. That's not the way it works. These are negative expectation games mathematically, which in a short means the longer you play, the more likely it is you'll lose. The secret to winning at any table game in a casino is getting out of the game when you're ahead, and coming back the next time to play has nothing to do with what you did last time. So here's the details of the game that we're referring to. Casino Equest asked you to bring $2,000 for your buy-in. And, you know, you can get $1,900 in black chips, $100 chips, and the $100 in red chips, you know, $5 chips. And so what you do is your opening bet, your opening wager, is $640 across. You're placing all the point numbers, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. As a little bit of a hedge, you're also going to place $4 on a horn bet, which seems a little strange after you play 640 across, but we'll explain later. So the idea is that you want to win that roll and have over $100 no matter what number it hits, so that you can now place in your second bet $96 across. You take the 640 out, and you're going to bet $96, okay? And once you do that and you get a hit, that's going to be followed by a very aggressive pressing schedule. I'm not arguing so much about the pressing schedule. I'm just arguing about the lunacy of not being able to afford $96 across, and so consequently you bet $640 across. Tell me how that makes any kind of sense, all right? And this idea that you're playing with casino money, that's not true. It's not casino money, and if you want to check that out, just walk out the door with the money you won if your $640 place bets hits. You know, that $100 plus that you won is your money, and no one's going to stop you if you walk out the door. There's no such thing as casino money. You know, you won it. It's your money. Okay, so now you're going to take down the $640, and you're going to say $96 across. Okay. And that's pretty much the game. We talked about the horn bet. And so, you know, what you're going to do there is you're going to parlay your horn bet. So that will help you restake your $96 across. Oh, ouch, you know. A couple 7-outs on your first bet with that 640, and you're down $1,280. How does this even make sense? You know, I start games sometimes with over $70 across, or even in my $40 across, you know, a little bit plus. And if I lose it, I'm upset, but I'm not busted, baby. And the fact that you lose $2,000 has nothing to do with what's going to happen the next time you come, you know? So they're calling it the long play. You know, it's likely that you'll keep losing. You could lose for months. Come on. Don't encourage people to play this way. You know, do something logical, mathematically. And, you know, let's be honest. Subconsciously, you want to beat a big cheese? You want to beat a cat's meow? That's deep play pushing you into something you don't want to do. If you're talking about something that could destroy a relationship with your spouse, with your boyfriend, your girlfriend, can hurt your children's trust fund, college fund. Don't do it. Come on, Casino Quest. I have great respect for this organization and what they do. Makes sense. They also created a dealer school. I love it. We have a family member that's a dealer on the strip. But don't make comments or don't encourage people to gamble money that they don't have by saying, yeah, if you win this $640 place bet thing, now you have money to make $96 bets across. No, it doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me either. Okay? Don't be upset with me. And again, Casino Quest has some great videos, but this one, it didn't miss the bullseye. It missed the entire target. And, you know, not having a couple million-dollar contract with my employer, if my wife knew I was taking $2,000 to a casino every time I went, yeah, she'd be a little upset. Okay, well, hey, what you do is up to you. You can bet on that, right? Or not. And I love those guys. I love their title. You can bet on that. But nonetheless, I just want to keep it straight. We're about recreational gambling, and I think it's important to understand why you go to a casino. And sure, we want to make money there, but there's other reasons to go that are also important. And we don't think you need to play because of some psychological impulse referred to in the sociology business as deep play. Okay? We want you to do it because it's recreational. All right. Okay, but your way is your way. Nonetheless, it's just a warning. There's a danger to that deep play impulse, and it's real, and it's destructive. All right. Well, we'll see you again in a couple of weeks. We appreciate you listening to us, and you can always contact us one more time at 1-724-519-4556. That's 1-724-519-4556. Yeah, and Casinos USA is still a place where every day is Saturday. Thanks again.